The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Okay, it is 1 minute after the hour of seven on this hump day. Yes, we have news. Trump, of course, won in New Hampshire. Did you expect any less? Oh, we've got some other interesting news that the left-wing media, as a matter of fact, is reporting. In the meantime, at the Power Mall, some new news. After some serious evaluation, we are no longer going to offer free shipping for the $200 deal. But instead, we're doing 10% off of Strauss Naturals head-to-toe clay and OptiVita products this week. Plus, we also have the Gresca Carbon 60 45-day supply available at thepowermall.com. And, of course, the Ripe machine that I talked about on the air that showed you the V3, they're now available at thepowermall.com. And, of course, all these purchases you do would keep us on the air because we're 100% reader-supported platform. And, of course, when you go to thepowerhour.com and you see buymeacoffee.com pop up, buy us a cup. Keep us on the air. Brandon Weikert, who is an author, talking about Iran sets the Mideast on fire as critics say Biden policies failed, further recklessness. He's got two books out, The Shadow War, Iran's Quest for Supremacy, and Biohack, China's Race to Control Life. Be talking to him in the 8 o'clock hour. Fred Jashevsky also joins us from U.S. Coin Capital. And talk a little economics here. All right, moving along to world news. Got two stories. That's it. I got a lot of stuff to talk about in the United States of America because most people don't want to know or don't care because we're not there to see what's going on. There were reports of a Russian plane carrying 65 Ukrainian POWs crashed in a fireball near a residential area close to the Russia-Ukraine border. State news agency RIA quoted the defense ministry in Russia saying it was carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners to be exchanged for Russian captives. This goes on all the time, according to what we're hearing. The plane was carrying 74 people, including six crew and three guards, when it crashed. According to defense ministry, there was no immediate information on the cause. A lawmaker in Russia's parliament and a retired general said during a parliamentary session, the plane had been shot down by three missiles. He didn't say what the source of his information was. So then again, how are we to trust it? This is one side talking. Now, what are they going to do? Accuse Ukraine of shooting down a Russian aircraft with Ukraine prisoners of war on it? That didn't look too good for their Ukrainian military, shooting down a plane with its own. So I guess it was Russian prisoners of war that Ukraine has are going to stay right where they are. Got to be careful which plane you shoot down. Now, the big news is what happened north of the border in O'Canada. Justin Trudeau has basically gotten a slap in the face from a Canadian federal court judge who found his use of a counterterrorism law to shut down the Freedom Convoy trucker protests against vaccine mandates and other lockdown measures in 2022. Unconstitutional. See, they do have some sort of a charter up there, for those of you who aren't paying too much attention, but they do. Federal Court Justice Richard Mosley ruled the use of the Emergencies Act by the Liberal government of Justin Trudeau to shut down a series of trucker-led protests in February of 22 was unreasonable. According to CBC, The ruling came in response to a legal case brought forward by the Canadian Civil Liberties Association, the Canadian Constitution Foundation, and other individuals who argued the protest did not meet the legal threshold for the government to use powers granted under that act, which had never been used and was originally intended as a means of combating terrorists. But what did Trudeau's government do? I mean, here we have almost entirely peaceful protests going on, truckers using their vehicles to block roads in Ottawa and along the U.S. border in opposition to vaccine mandates and other lockdown diktats for which they were falsely branded as racist by the Trudeau government. And then, of course, that triggered the Emergencies Act. And, of course, who urged that? The Biden administration. You see, if they had the power to do that here, which we the people are pretty smart about that now, this allowed the government to arrest the leaders of the Freedom Convoy. We've had Tamara Leach on this show before talking about it. People got their bank accounts frozen. Donations were seized that were intended for the protest. The act specifically states for the government to declare a public emergency, there has to be threats to the security of Canada that are so serious as to be a national emergency. The law defers to the definition of a threat of the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, which lists espionage, serious violence, foreign interference, or intent to overthrow the government as examples that would meet the threshold. Judge Mosley said, I've concluded the decision to issue this emergency proclamation does not bear the hallmarks of reasonableness, justification, transparency, and intelligibility. In other words, he's basically calling Trudeau an idiot. He doesn't care about people's rights. No. He'd rather play dress up in blackface. It's the way he is. I mean, you look at, I mean, that's the next best thing to ice cream munching and hair sniffing, isn't it, Joe? And diddling Ashley in the shower. Joe, can you give me a copy of that diary? I really would like to read it out loud, especially the passages about you and your daughter in the shower. I really would like that. If you got any notes, maybe Ashley has some notes in her diary about Michael Robinson. You know, if they try to run Obama's alleged wife on the Democratic ticket instead of Biden, oh, this should be interesting because word's going to get out on the street immediately. I mean, you know, we had a gay guy elected to the White House in 2008. Now we're going to have a transgender guy elected to the White House. And no, I don't think so. Now, we've already had enough. America, I'm telling you, if you're not paying attention to what's going on here, you're going to have four more years of worse. And here's the thing about Trump's defeat, because now I'm moving on to what happened last night in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley goes around applauding herself, saying, oh, we did a real great job. And yeah, sure you did. She had help. Yeah, you know, this is I got to tell you how the other side thinks in this, because this is crazy. We're analyzing now, so you can join in if you like. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. So you have to understand that what happened in New Hampshire doesn't operate the same way as Iowa, where the caucuses basically, you know, I mean, Trump became the first Republican presidential hopeful to earn more than 50% of Iowa's caucus goers' votes. And why do you think that is? Let's analyze that situation. During the 4 years that Trump was in office, predominantly this country was not involved in a war. We were at peace. He was pulling out of Afghanistan. He made a deal with the Taliban to withdraw and keep Bagram Air Base, keep all that military gear in place, at $83 billion worth of gear, or million, whatever. The fact is, it's there. It was there on Bagram. Now it's in the hands of the Taliban, thanks to Biden blowing the deal, because he doesn't care. He wants the world in a state of turmoil, which is one of the things that's affecting his poll numbers. But when you look at, even though Real Clear Politics says that Trump was holding a 30-point lead over Ms. Haley, no matter what, even in South Carolina, where they're going to end up after Nevada. And Nevada's warning people, you really need to come here and pay attention, talking to Haley and whatnot. and Trump, you know, you need to come here because we have both a state-run Republican primary and a party-run Republican caucus. Caucus is set for February 8th, and is the only outcome that counts. So both Trump and Haley are paying attention to this. DeSantis, everybody else is like, Haley, why are you wasting donor contributions, campaigning? Why are you doing that? But see, here's the thing about the Republican primary last night in New Hampshire. Steve Kornacki with MSDNC, he basically is writing, yikes, how many Republicans voted in the New Hampshire Republican primary? Oh, wait till you hear this. You want to know how the other side thinks? See, folks, if you're not paying attention to that, I know you don't have, I'm not begging you to watch The View, okay? You don't have to watch that tripe. And we know they're just a bunch of blowhards that got nothing better to do than just make everybody mad by insulting them with what little IQ they have. So you get MSDNC Steve Kornacki out there, who generally seems to be straight about his stats, according to their media, had some more surprising numbers about how many Republicans voted in the New Hampshire primary, how many were undeclared, and how many were something else. Shockingly, as he discovered, the majority were not Republican. 53% of the voters in last night's election in the primaries were independent. 45% or Democrat. 8%. Only 47% was Republicans. That's up notably from 2016 when it was 55% Republican, 42% independent, and 3% Democrat. So it's deeply concerning, according to Kornacki. You got to look into this. Read between the lines. He says it's deeply concerning. You can have that number of people who are not Republicans, clearly indicating folks on the left were playing games. They were going out before the deadline to register and registering Republican when they were Democrat. They were re-registering as Republicans to vote for Haley, not to get Trump on that ballot. Republicans, according to Kornacki, need to consider how not to have their primaries gamed this way going forward, because that is exactly what the Democratic Party and Haley did. And they want Haley. Why? Well, one, they don't want Trump. That's not the big reason. Two, Haley is a rhino. She will do everything the Democrats want. She will keep the status quo in power if she gets elected. That means we'll be in World War III. I don't care about your democracy. I really don't. We have a constitutional republic, and every time they open their yap, all you hear is democracy this and democracy that. You see, they don't call them Democrats for nothing. And Pelosi is sitting there making these little snide remarks about how democracy is going to be ruined and Trump's going to do this if he gets elected. And, oh, yeah. Pelosi, you got a lot to worry about. But see, the long game, according to Kornacki, is the Democrats want to keep the primaries going to drain money from Trump and the Republicans so it won't be directed when it comes time to challenge Biden. And Trump, of course, according to Kornacki, is saying the stats look good for Trump in South Carolina, which is Nikki Haley's home state. Well, Nimrata, you might as well withdraw. Save your donor money, Nimrata. Well, you know, nobody wants you. Nobody wants a warmonger. Nobody wants a former UN ambassador. Because of the fact that you were so closely tied to the UN, Nimrata, they really think that you're going to turn on America. I mean, already Nimrata wants to basically, she doesn't want anonymous postings. Well, if you're going to go on the internet, you have to be fully identified. They want to know who you are. If you're posting anything, you can't use a pseudonym or an acronym, or you can't use none of it. None of it. Now, you have to really disclose who you are so everybody knows whose house to come to when you make an off-secular remark. The U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C. Circuit, by the way, denied former President Trump's request for a rehearing in the appeal of his federal gag order. You see, now here's the other thing I want to comment before we move on to Fannie Willis with the big Fannie. I want to talk about Trump and what Trump's got to stop doing. And that's using his social media platform to threaten. It's the way they're taking it. The ego has got to stay. Somebody needs to tell him to temper the ego. Stop sitting there telling people you're going to get them when you get reelected. Stop that. It's inappropriate for anybody campaigning saying, I'm coming to get you. I'm seeking revenge. You need to stop the revenge garbage, Mr. Trump. You need to stop it. This is not helping. You're giving the other side ammunition while making yourself look like a fool. Don't do that. Nobody likes it. Don't like egos. Americans already understand, Mr. Former President, what is going on. Many of them regard you as the president. Still, they believe you really are the president. There's 80 million plus people who voted for you. Are you listening? 80 plus million people voted for you in the United States of America in the last election. Now, they obviously, there's that certain amount of people that said, you know, during the 4 years that you were in office, sir, you don't have to pat yourself on the back. Ye shall know them by their fruits. We're Bible-thumping, God-fearing, arm-toting citizenry that understand this completely. We've seen what the Biden administration has done the last 4 years. We don't want four more years of this. Nobody else meets the criteria for putting our country back in order other than you, Mr. Trump. So all this garbage, this crap you're putting out on your website is unnecessary. Stop it. You don't need to do this. Keep stuff quiet. You don't need to come out and announce everything you're going to do. Keep stuff quiet. You got a game plan, share it, but don't threaten people. Don't come out and tell them you're going to seek revenge, because then you give Chatty Cathy Pelosi something to pull her string about. They can't stop preaching democracy. You're going to wreck our democracy. I hope he does. We don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. And until the all these people out there that are still fluttering around in Independentville wake up and understand what we really have, this country is in trouble. See, what the government is afraid of is that all these Americans are actually seeing what's going on. They're waking up and they're arming themselves, especially women. That's what they're afraid of, because, see, more and more people are buying guns. More and more people are getting concealed carry permits. Numbers are escalating. Every time they sit there and they want to declare some sort of Second Amendment war in some state, everybody rushes out to buy guns and ammo. I mean, we're going to be probably the most heavily armed country in the world as far as the citizenry goes. That is what the politicians are worried about. They don't want to come home to a town hall meeting after they steal the next election, which they're going to try to do. They're going to try to repeat performance. They always, you know, see all the states right now saying he's an insurrectionist, trying to get him off the ballot. It's not happening. See, the truth is coming out. They're not paying attention to Section 5 of the 14th Amendment. So, Mr. Trump, you don't have to get radical on Truth Social, okay? We get it. We know where you're at. We see most of America sees it. Most of America does not want 4 years of the same garbage. We get it. You don't have to sit there and threaten the other side. Save that and just make your plans. Undo all 44 of Biden's crappy emergency orders. Undo them all when you get in. Turnabout's fair play. Undo them all. Just, you don't have to sit there and tell everybody, when I get elected, I'm gonna. Just stop that. We know what you have to do. You have to, you know, guys always got to be Mr. Fix-It, right? You ever hear that saying? The guys always think they're Mr. Fix-It? Yeah. Well, we already know what you have to fix, Mr. Trump, when you get back in office, if that is what is going to take place. And this is what's scaring the hell out of the other side. They don't want this. They don't want you getting reelected again. They're going to find every single way they can to smear you, hold you accountable for what? Here's some interesting news about Fannie. I think everybody knows who Fulton County DA is. Oh, she has again smeared the office. She agreed to pay $10,000 to a service that monitors her media coverage. And she did it just days before announcing the probe into Trump. And of course, the Daily Caller News Foundation, of which Tucker Carlson is part owner, got invoices and emails saying such. Willis announced in a letter sent to four state officials, including Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia, on February 11, 2021, she opened a criminal probe into Trump over his alleged attempts to influence the outcome of the presidential election. However, just days earlier, her office contracted with Critical Mention, a New York-based media monitoring service designed for tracking mentions and metrics like publicity value. She wanted to know how popular she was going to get by doing what she's doing to Trump. Then she, all of a sudden, now we're finding out she's using money that she got to pay this attorney, and all of a sudden now they're going on lavish vacations. The attorney, Nathan Wade, going through a divorce. His wife is exposing all the stuff that he and Fannie cooked up. Oh, man, this is not looking good for her. See, this is all part of politics, folks. Remember Turnabout's Fair Play? What goes around comes around. Yeah, that rat song. Oh, my. Well, I got I'll tell you, the real issue that we're looking into right now is what is going on at the southern border. That's the big issue. Before we get into that, go to the phones. Brady in Arizona, what say you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You know, one thing Trump needs to do that we haven't heard from him yet, several of us aren't really going to even vote for him until he apologizes for the death jab in, what was it, Operation Warp Speed? How come he has not apologized for that and all the millions of people that are dead because of it? So that's one thing he has to address immediately. The second thing, that cargo plane that got blown out of the sky, the Ukrainians knew exactly when it was flying. They already had the course charted, and they tried to blow it out of the sky right above a school system there in Ukraine, right on the Belgorod region, and the Russian schools were right there. But thankfully, the pilot who had died in this incident diverted the plane. Otherwise, there would have been mass casualties, not 70. And they used either the U.S. Patriot missiles or the German ISIS missiles, air-to-surface missiles, to knock it out of the sky. And once it fell to the ground, they said, no prisoner swaps for Russians anymore, and they took it off the table. They said, we didn't do it either, Ukrainians.
So, Brady, the Ukrainians again? Did you make a phone call over there and talk to somebody about this to get the inside scoop?
Yeah, I got a personal line right with the Russian government, right with Vlad himself.
Oh, my. All right. Good for you. Okay. I appreciate that. Now, I tell you what is the fact, and this is the big thing. There are a lot of people out there, Brady, like you, that are holding a grudge that this ego thing of Trump patting himself on the back for Operation Warp Speed. And the counter argument here is that Fauci and Birx lied to him and he trusted them implicitly when in fact they were out to stab him in the back and they knew exactly what they were doing. So that's the counter argument to this whole thing, is that, you know, the people that love Trump are going to say, he doesn't need to apologize. He knows he made a mistake. I really think that the more transparent he becomes about it, the more people will say, you know what? We get it. We get it. Fauci lied to you. We get it. Birx lied to you. What we don't get is why you didn't investigate this further and why you touted the fact that stuff that came out of the gate without asking any questions about, did you guys really test this stuff to see how good it was, and if it was actually going to stop a common cold times two, how's it going to work? Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, everybody's got a different reason for why they need to hear an apology or for Trump to be more transparent about the situation and what happened the first time. I guarantee you, if something like this, like Disease X, comes about, Trump's going to take a real hard look at this before he lets anybody connected to Big Pharma come out and do anything to the American people. I just don't see it. There's going to be way too much blowback from Congress, who already is catching hell for this. Appreciate your call, Brady. Tim in Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Kind of tied to the borders, I think, directly, as our great governor has instituted our 9 days of early voting in Michigan. I got my card today. You get 9 days to vote early. Oh, yeah. It's all, she's, you know, she's one of the swing state gals that people, governors, that was all part of this nonsense going on. But now, and I can tell you from the township levels, the clerks are so nervous about this because the laws were just written. They don't know exactly. They don't understand everything exactly. And they are, by law, in charge of keeping these votes locked up and safe inside these township offices. And they're like, 9 days worth? We got to... they're asking a lot. And these people, and they're, I'm telling you, the township clerks are getting out of the business. They're going, no, I don't want any part of this, because they can smell a rat.
Well, it's so, not just the rat, Tim. It's not just the rat. It's the blowback, because I don't think we, the people, are going to tolerate another one of these scenarios that we had in 2020. I just don't see America tolerating that. I think that people are going to, they've had it up to here with what's going on, and they're not going to tolerate another one of these ruses again when they start tallying votes and all of a sudden we start having computer problems. I really think people are tired of this. And they already understand Dave, the Democrats understand it, the independents understand it.
Dave, does the world know, or did at least the United States, do they realize Poland still has written, handwritten votes? They do not have electronic machines in their country.
Wow.
And all the jokes we made about the Polish all over these over the years, and they wind up being the ones that are the smart ones after all. When these electronic machines came in, not... people that know computers were going, this is dangerous, so dangerous. And people bought it up because it's convenient. I don't have to do anything. Pretty soon I can vote from my phone.
Oh, gosh.
But
oh, let's hope that doesn't happen.
AI, then throw AI into the picture, Dave. It's over.
You won't know what to believe,
dear God,
Tim. That's the problem. I told you, yeah, dear God, help us. You're right. I'm beside myself when it comes to stuff like this, because AI gets injected. And see, what they're going to use AI for, and this is my prediction, I don't know, you may disagree, I'm assuming that they're going to use AI to influence social media in the direction of Trump's going to ruin our democracy. And so, you know, it's like they're going to come up with all sorts of garbage using AI. Trying to throw in
absolutely.
Disinformation. Yeah. So
absolutely.
We're smarter than that, Tim.
I don't know. I question sometimes. I don't know. You can be smart, Dave. That's great. We got a world full of smart people, but we've disconnected ourselves from wisdom. And from what I understand, wisdom only comes from God, and we've disconnected from God. So we've lost our wisdom.
There you go. Wisdom is knowledge applied, and boy, I tell you what, when the Spirit speaks to you and you start ignoring the Spirit, bad things happen. We'll be back to talk about this immigration situation that's got everybody, you know what, in a bunch, after these important words from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are in this hump day. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. Before we went to break, we were having conversations with Brady and Tim about the elections and other stuff, and the fact that we need to get a handle on what's going on, whether there's something else that's driving people to the polls and got them paying more attention to what's going on. And that's this immigration problem. The polls even indicate it. You pick a poll, doesn't matter. One of the things that the pollsters are finding out is that Americans are very upset about what's going on our southern border. And then when you find out what Open the Books just discovered, Adam Andrzejewski and company uncovered, and this is, there's a CBO report out as well, 6.2 million people came into this country, and they were aided throughout our fiscal 2022 and 23 years, $20 billion was spent by our government, your tax dollars, $20 billion budgeted for refugee care. I mean, we could sit there and tit for tat on every little thing they did and how much they spent in the Afghanistan Supplemental Appropriation Fund and Administration of Children and Families Fund and how much all these different, you know, it doesn't matter. What matters is the total and the fact that these NGOs got a lot of money to help move people into the interior of this country. In FY 2022, the figure was over $8.9 billion, $8.9 with a B, 2023 enacted money, over $10.9 billion with a B, to move people into the interior of this country. Last year, Open the Books published an oversight report on the unaccompanied children program run by the agency. Up to 85,000 minors were lost after sponsorship with a vetted guardian. Good luck with that. I mean, we're talking about child labor law violations, congressional whistleblowers detailing large-scale child trafficking. Wonder how many people in Congress did a little bang-shang-a-lang with these minors. I keep hearing these things about the tunnels under D.C. and they're flooding them out and they're filling them with concrete and troops are flushing all these and whatever. I want to see pictures. I want to see proof of this garbage. People need to stop talking about that. I mean, Florida is what, number three right now in child trafficking? And the most they could do is bust 646 of them so far. At least that's what the sheriff's office is down there reporting. I keep a handle on it because I am a member of the Florida Sheriff's Association, have been since 2012. So you look at what the CBO report says about 6.2 million illegal immigrants being released into the U.S. over a three-year period, often through the parole loophole. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I mean, Trump's got to shut that down. If he's going to get elected, there's got to be some demands here. And when he comes to your town, you need to approach him and say, look, we still think you're our president, but we got 900,000 migrants who were released after they walked up to the official border gates, plus 1.1 million migrants who were released after they crossed through the gaps in the border wall. Roughly half of those migrants, 1.1 million, were let into the country by October 1 because of this parole. Then you got 860,000 gotaways and 430,000 people remaining in the U.S. long after their visas expired. And what's our country doing about it? Not a damn thing. And see, now, how is this helping us? In the world of economy, it's killing our economy because they're taking away jobs that are rightfully belonging to Americans. But the bigger problem here is, and this is one of the reasons why I was having a conversation with my lovely wife this morning before we came on the air, about people that cross the border into this country saying, soon you're going to know who I am. And journalists immediately picked it up. This is an African migrant from Morocco crossing the border into Arizona illegally. A second male migrant traveling in the same group responded to a question about his country of origin, with an ominous message. If you're smart enough, you will know who I am, the migrant began, but you're really not smart enough to know who I am, but soon you're going to know who I am. And then, of course, the migrant walked away. Border Patrol agents picked him up, transported him to a processing center. What happened to him after that? We don't know. He's been released into the country. And of course, you know, Governor Abbott says he's going to continue putting razor wire up, taxpayer-funded razor wire, despite the fact that CBP is cutting it down and letting everybody in. It's not over, he says. Okay, whatever. Greggy Poo. Okay. But see, here's the thing. Now you know why all these Americans are arming themselves to the teeth, and if they're not, you should be. This government needs to pay attention to what's going on, because if you got people coming across the border saying, soon you're going to know who I am, it's those kind of people right there that are going to set off an IED in your neighborhood or your shopping mall or your grocery store or your post office. And like I said, what if they show up on your doorstep like they are doing in New York right now and Massachusetts? Banging on people's doors at all hours of the day and night, begging for food and money. I told you this was going to happen because the money ran out. They're being housed, and you think that a curfew is going to keep these people in check? Oh, what happens when the curfew's not there and they manage to acquire a gun off the street in a black market? And then they show up at your door and you're held up at gunpoint. See, that changes the rules of engagement, folks. They show up with a gun pointed at you. You know what you got to do. It's called self-defense. Just because the phone rings doesn't mean you got to answer it. Just because there's a knock at the door doesn't mean you have to answer it. Oh, but why do I have a door and a phone in the first place if I'm not supposed to do something when I hear a knock at the door? Ever thought about looking out the window first? Got a peephole? Better be careful. Boy, they see somebody with a peephole. You know, and they look through and they see light go to dark. They know somebody's standing behind the door looking out. How do you know you're not going to get a bullet through the front door? You see, these are all the things you have to start thinking about. I'm not sitting here fear-mongering. I'm telling you, this is what's going on right now in America. People that are destitute, all of a sudden they're have-nots. I even put this in my book, Doomed to Repeat, which is on Substack.com right now, on my Substack page. And concept number 4 is about to get posted. But if you don't think that this is a distinct, remote possibility that a migrant will come to your neighborhood, we got people already in black ski masks rifling cars in various parts of the country in broad daylight. I have that in good authority from somebody in the know that caught it on their video cam. So understand that this is going to get more serious, and you better prepare. The onslaught is not going to stop. Now, I'm not saying all 6.2 illegals are going to come to your door. Oh, no, they're going to scatter them all out with the idea of making them. I mean, what is it going to take when they come in and they say, look, we want to make them all registered voters before the 2024 election? Then what are you going to do? Are you finally going to pick up the phone and call your congressman and go, no, you're not? How's it going to work? You see, this is not fun and games, folks. This is what's got the independent voters looking at the situation going, wow, this stuff really could happen. Duh, you think? Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing fair. We got snow on the ground and robins all over the yard. I can't figure that out.
Robins, did you have chemical snow? I think we had chemical snow here where I'm at.
Nah, I can't say that. No, I couldn't. Okay. I have no proof.
Okay.
Hey, this whole election business, all these creeps that are running for things, I understand they can keep their war chests, can't they? Because we had a mayor in Cleveland named White, and in the 90s, he decided not to run. He took like $2.2 million, came down here to the area I live in, and built a great big house and farm and stuff. And he had an article in the paper. He said, yeah, I took my war chest and I bought the farm. So these guys keep the money. They keep the money afterwards or what? Nobody says anything about that.
Huh? Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Yep.
This sounds almost like BLM.
Oh, it is. Yeah, they know who to learn from. I still think they're going to run big money.
Oh, my.
I really do. And then you talk about telemed. This morning, I'm going into the VA for an annual physical, and for the last 3 years, I haven't seen a doctor.
Oh, my. Good luck with that.
Today, I get to see a live doctor, they told me.
A live doctor, one in a white coat?
Yes, I'll probably have to wear a mask, too.
Oh, God. Let's hope not. See, what do I do about this? Hey, Doc. Yeah, Doc, what do I do about the graphene oxide in this mask? And watch the doctor go, what graphene oxide? What, you haven't been paying attention? And you're a government doctor. Don't you know what's in these masks? And I have to, you're making me wear one.
Yeah, and then I tell him, you know, it doesn't, you know, it's way too big of pores anyway, and stuff like that. And they don't listen. And lastly, Dave, I think the big elephant in the room is the voting machines. Did you see that article about, was a gentleman named Halderman that did a presentation at a hearing, and he showed him how he could manipulate Dominion machines with an ink pen? Did you see that?
No, I did not, but thanks for letting us know that.
Yeah, he manipulated it right there in front of him with a pen. And
What was the reaction?
They were just surprised, you know, just dumbfounded. The truth hurts them.
Yeah, it does.
And I don't think I think they're running the same scams.
We got to be on the lookout. If they can manipulate that with a pen, I don't know how much good it is to disconnect their Wi-Fi, but somebody needs to be paying attention to what is being connected to that computer. That computer needs to remain isolated and not connected to anything while this is going on, and people need to be aware and make sure of that, because I think that in of itself, even if you can manipulate some of the stuff with a pen, if he showed how to do that, then we obviously want to put that on our list of things where you don't get to go over there and fidget with the computer while you're doing tabulations. You hit the necessary button. You don't bring anything over to the machine. You don't use magnetic devices to trigger certain things to happen. I mean, the poll watchers are really going to have to be paying close attention this time. And they're going to have to be willing to call the sheriff. They're going to have to be willing to start something and tell these people, look, I'm not going to threaten you, because that wouldn't be right. But if you screw with that machine, when you leave this polling place and we see you've done that, there will be hell to pay. You don't have to tell them what it is. You know, they need to understand. You mean business. We're not going to have another stolen election. They need to understand it.
Yep. The thing about these adults coming across the border, I consider them all invaders, and I'd shoot them on the spot. They're thieves. They've invented our house. That's the way I look at it.
Well, you know what? You're not alone in that thought, Kevin. You are not alone in that thought. There are several hundred million Americans out there that think exactly like you do. Some of them just don't want to come right out and say it, but they know. They know when it shows up on their doorstep what they're going to have to do. Me, I'm lucky. I only have three deer cross my yard at 3:18 this morning. So it's a sight to see. The three does, just white tails, just crossed my yard. And I'm just like, well, that's cool. It's nature. You know, it's not three, you know, masked people rifling through my vehicle. You've got to watch out for this, because the have nots are going to start small and they're going to get emboldened and grow into this. So, yep. Kevin, you got your ears on. I appreciate you, sir. Wow. Heavy duty. Have yourself a quality day. Sherry in Kansas. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How far north of the Mexico United States border is considered the area that the Border Patrol patrols?
You know, I don't have the numbers on that. I know that the processing stations are further away from the border, I think they're really trying to contain them within from what Texas is trying to do. This park that they're talking about down there that Abbott is trying to take control of and maintain control of is like a 40-acre park, and it's like within a mile or so of the border. So, I mean, all of this stuff that's happening is within a mile or two, and that's, you know, the gotaways included. I mean, if they can get further in than a couple of miles on foot, they're probably a gotaway.
Well, I heard one talk show host said what Viktor Orban in Hungary did, and I guess he's dealing with something in the EU treaty with all, if you want to stay in the EU. He moved his blockade further back, and so they can come on Hungary, you know, whatever country's Hungary borders with, but they're not going to get by his fence without, you know,
yep,
some serious stuff. So Texas maybe ought to check into that.
Tucker had all that when he interviewed Viktor Orban. He showed, they took him to the border fence, like you're saying, and showed him how they turn these people away.
I heard a show on another network on these people that their website is takeourborderback.com, and also I believe we the people takeourborderback.com, and they're having a rally here pretty soon, so you ought to try to get them on like this week or something if you could. But they've got a Texas branch, a Arizona branch, and I believe a California branch. I didn't hear him say anything about New Mexico. But
I'll tell you what, I wrote it down. I wrote it down, and
okay,
I'm going to have our
the big rally
reach out
is like this February 3rd.
Okay.
In Yuma, I believe. But Texas is having one. Okay. There are people traveling that way. So.
All right. We'll see who's available and what their bottom line intention is, Sherry. I appreciate your call. If you got all these people that understand what's going on here, you know, take your border back, peaceful demonstration. Unlike what happened in the summer of 2020, where they were burning down police precincts and calling it a peaceful demonstration. I swear, if you know, these people have an intent on arming themselves and going down to the border, they're going to have a problem. Having a peaceful demonstration is one thing. You try to stop these buses by putting human blockades in the road. When these buses are coming out of processing centers, they're going to arrest you for obstruction. Just the number of things that is available to these folks, aside from just an all-out assault on what's going on here. I mean, when Abbott says it's not over, what the hell is he talking about? It's not over. What do you mean, Greg? Are you actually going to start arresting Border Patrol agents and doing the right thing and just taking control of the southern border and turning people away? And when the cartels start shooting, you say, okay, you want to play that? You want to play that game? And you shoot back. And you bring your heavy artillery down there and you start blowing the crap out of the Mexican side. How's it going to work, Greg? What are you going to do about this? You know, people are that fed up, Greg. I'm talking to you, Gov. They're fed up with your political nonsense. Boy, I really would like to unload on you right now, but man, there's everybody out there thinking just the way I'm thinking. They don't like what's going on here. It's bad enough that our economy is so screwed up. Do you know that unhappy workers, I'm talking about disgruntled employees, cost U.S. companies an estimated $1.9 trillion in lost productivity last year? $1.9 trillion. Because employees are upset and they don't want to work. That's what the Gallup poll puts a price tag on, workplace unhappiness. More Americans are feeling detached from their employers in the aftermath of the pandemic. They got everybody so freaked out. You see, this is what's happened to the economy. It's pretty bad. $1.9 trillion bad. Having motivated employees is linked to a lot of different outcomes that are important to corporations. The research paints a bleak picture of America's workforce. Only one-third of respondents say they're engaged at their jobs, while half are giving minimum effort, which has been dubbed quiet quitting. Man, we need to change your outlook here, folks. We're going to try to reach out to Brandon Weichert after the break here on the Power Hour and have a little conversation about what's going on in the Middle East and China after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.